Welcome to the daily chizuk. Every prayer that we utter is invaluable. Tefillah connects us to Hashem. Tefillah provides us with untold merit. The Gemara says that prayer is better than good deeds. Prayer is better than all the korbanot combined. This is regardless if we see the answers to our prayers. The prayer itself is our greatest gain. But people ask, is there a way to give more power to my prayers and thereby receive the results that I'm looking for as well? We have seen many examples of people who humbled themselves or sacrificed their own honor in order not to hurt somebody else. And that merit gave them such a power of tefillah that their prayers were answered immediately. Somebody told me recently that her nephew was in a shul in Israel and he witnessed somebody totally humiliating someone else. The humiliated party took the insult and did not open his mouth to respond. After the prayers, her nephew went over to this young man and told him how much he admired his ability to hold back. And then he said, "You should know, you have a tremendous power now to ask Hashem for whatever you want. Please, I have a sister who is still not married. Can you pray for her right now to find her zivug?" The young man was touched by those words. He took the name and he prayed for her right then and there. Just 1 week later, this sister took a flight from England to New York to meet a prospective shidduch. Baruch Hashem, each meeting was better than the next, and she stayed in New York until she eventually got engaged to that boy. That prayer was answered immediately. I read another story about a couple from Bnei Berak who got engaged, and the father of the bride immediately began searching for an apartment for the couple. He found a great apartment for a very, very low price. He called his daughter to come see it. It was everything she wanted and more. But there was one problem. In the apartment right below it lived her friend from high school who was still not married, as well as her older sister who was also not married. The bride said, "How could I live here with my new husband? Every time my friend and her sister see me, they might feel bad that I'm married and they're not." Her father said, "I hear what you're saying, but this apartment is an opportunity of a lifetime. Let's ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky what to do." When the rabbi heard the question, he said, "This is a very difficult question. Please go ask Rav Steinman what to do." They went to Rav Steinman, and after he heard the question, he began listing all the great qualities of that apartment. "So you're saying it's clean, it's in a great location, it has a lot of light, it's very big, it's cheap." And after he finished, he said, "All of that is not worth it if people are going to have pain from you living there. I say you shouldn't take it." They accepted what the rabbi said. But before they left, the father then asked, "Can we still buy it and rent it out to other people until those girls get married? We'll pray very hard for them to get married, and Bezrat Hashem, they'll find their zivug soon." "Absolutely," said Rav Steinman. And they took the apartment, and they began praying every day for those two girls. On the night of the wedding, the older sister got engaged, and shortly afterwards, the bride's friend also got engaged. In the end, they never had to rent out that apartment, and Baruch Hashem, the new couple happily moved in. When people sacrifice their own comforts or their own honor in order not to hurt others, it gives them a tremendous power of prayer. We too can utilize these opportunities when they come our way. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll also see the answers to our prayers immediately. Amen. Have a great day.